Message number 966. The first sign will be that the Earth will spin faster. The second sign concerns the Sun, which will loom larger, brighter, and begin to spin. Tuesday, November 12, 2013 at 20:30. My dearly beloved daughter, as my time approaches, many will be asleep, but those who are blessed with their eyes open to my light will know the signs. They will also be given the blessings to prepare, and only those who cling to me will be able to endure the changes. The closer the day of my great coming draws, the more people who say they love God will withdraw from me. Even those who say they are holy and exalt themselves within the hierarchy of my church on earth won't be able to see the truth. They will not see the truth because they will be so busy attending to matters and ceremonies which will be insulting to me. The first sign will be that the earth will spin faster. The second sign concerns the Sun, which will loom larger, brighter, and begin to spin. Beside it you will see a second sun. Then the weather will cause the world to shake, and the changes will mean that many parts of the earth will be destroyed. These punishments, and there will be many, will strip humanity of its arrogance so that souls will beg for the mercy of God. Nothing else will stir the hearts of stone of those who have shut the love of God out of their lives. The sin of humanity will escalate quickly, and the sin of idolatry will wrap itself threefold around the earth. Paganism dressed like royal monarchy will infiltrate my church on earth. When the heathens embrace my church, it will not be to adore God. When pagans, atheists, and other non-believers who outwardly reject the existence of God embrace my church, it will not be to me, Jesus Christ, they will bend their knee. When my church declares that it welcomes all, do not be fooled. It will not mean they are welcoming pagans into my church so that they can bow before my tabernacle. No, it will be to parade idolatry caused by the sin of pride before me to desecrate the holy and sacred tabernacles. They will place pagan symbols on my altars and demand that unsuspecting congregations bow and accept their fellow brothers and sisters with grace and generosity. All will be asked to deny the truth so as to welcome false worshippers who will trample on my altars. Then the hand of God will fall. Wars will spread, earthquakes will shake the four corners of the earth, and famine will grip mankind, and every wicked gesture and insult made before God will result in a terrible chastisement. When those who accept my mercy lead my church, every demon will curse these children of God. To protect them, God will intervene, and woe to those who spit in the face of their Creator. The time has come. Those who curse me will suffer. Those who follow me will live through this persecution until the day when I come to sweep them into my merciful arms. And then only those who remain because they refused my hand of mercy will be given over to the beast they idolized and to whom they sought pleasure from. So many people will reject me right up to the end. Two-thirds will spit at me, fight my intervention, and scream every kind of obscenity at me. As the day draws closer and closer, the hatred against me will be witnessed for all to see. Even those who give the world the impression that they honor God will curse me quietly. The day when the deceit of the beast will be exposed for all to see will be a day no one will forget. For that day, as the world will see the impostor, the Antichrist, rise with my crown on his head, dressed in the robes of red, will be the day when fire will pour from his mouth. As the horror finally sinks in, fire will envelope him, and he and all those who pledged allegiance to him will be cast into the abyss. And then I will come as I have told you. I will raise up my church and bring the world together in union with the holy will of my Father, and peace at last will reign. All I have told you is true. All that will happen as I have told you. It will happen quickly, for despite my anger which is caused by the hypocrisy and ungratefulness of man, I come only to bring this suffering finally to an end. I come to save all sinners, but many will not want to be saved. Be strong, my beloved followers, for I will protect all sinners who accept my hand of mercy during the warning. So every child of God, believers and non-believers, will be included in this great intervention from heaven. But after this time, the angel of God will divide the good from the wicked. The time is short. Your Jesus.